Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
If a person is baptized into a denomination by being dipped in the water and he comes to the Church of Christ, can he be baptized a second time? Let me answer the question as directly as I possibly can. If a person is dipped in water, that does not necessarily make him baptized. The physical act of being dipped in the water occurs to us many times in our lives, either when we're swimming or maybe when we're bathing. However, baptism is very different. Baptism, as we learn from Acts chapter 16, involves calling upon the name of the Lord, actually doing something in order to be obedient to Christ and to receive the benefit of those things. That means that a person must know what he's doing, he must know why he's doing it, and he must know what the consequences or benefits of that action will be. Now, part of that means that he must understand the church, at least enough to know the difference in the Lord's church and the denomination of a man. He must also understand that by being baptized, he will not be a member of any denomination, but rather he will be added to the Lord's church, that God will do this, and that there is no way that that process can go wrong. If a person does not have that understanding of the Lord's church, then he does not understand the rewards, the benefits that will come his way by being baptized. It indicates an incomplete understanding. It indicates a person who is not yet ready to be baptized into Christ. Therefore, we find a person who has been dunked in the water, but has not been baptized. Now, what should you do with that person when he comes your way? You should care for his soul enough to sit down with God's Word and to teach him. And one of the things that he must be taught about is the church itself. In Acts chapter 8, verse 12, we see Philip going down to Samaria. And we read there that they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. The kingdom of God is the church. The name of Jesus Christ is His authority to reign over that church. We need to teach people these things. We need to teach them that Jesus did die for them, and that when we are obedient to His will, we will be added to His church. We'll not be part of any body made by man. Rather, we will be part of His body. We will be a member of the Lord's church. Once that understanding is in place, if a person believes those things that the Bible teaches, strongly enough that they're willing to repent of the sins that they've committed, that means change their style of life and do what's right instead of what's wrong, that they're willing to confess with the mouth that Jesus is in fact the Christ, and then if they're willing to submit to baptism, they can be added to the Lord's church. And that is what should be done.